This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Some stadium news, I'll use air quotes because, you know, we're still kind of in the same spot here, but
stuck in limbo, I'm afraid.
Very interesting. I think the timing is everything here. We're all smart enough to figure out, I think, a little bit on the timing of what's going on. If you missed it, the Royals put out a statement yesterday. I'm not going to read you the full statement. I'm going to sum it up for you. The Royals said an affiliate of the club acquired the mortgage on that Asperia campus in Overland Park, right? 119th, 115th in Knoll. That's the site that, of course, has been talked about before. It also mentioned that they have negotiated with or made investments in multiple potential sites, both in Missouri and in Kansas. But again, the one investment that was singled out was this site on 119th.
They were vague about the other potential investments.
Right. We all know next week what's happening in Missouri, the special session to discuss a stadium funding bill. We also know at the end of June, the star bonds expire. This, to me, just screams of Leverage City, and that's what this is. It is trying to show those on the Missouri side of the state line, specifically I'm talking about representatives that will have an opportunity to vote on this thing, maybe, during the special session, that, hey, we're serious. We've had someone that, essentially, somebody that's part of our ownership group has gone out and, with another business, has purchased this mortgage on this complex out in Overland Park. And that's how serious we are. And we still are hoping we can get something done, but like that's how I take. I don't know how you took it. It is to me a leverage move to once again show we're serious that if something doesn't happen here with financing mechanisms in Missouri, we're very serious. That to me is what this is, and the timing is not a coincidence. Come on, it happens 4 days before, 5 days before the special session starts.
No, I'm not like it's one of those like I wasn't. You start sounding like an old man. I wasn't born yesterday.
Yeah,
that's how it feels a little bit when it comes to that. I do not think that they are, like, no doubt, without question, doing the 119th and Knoll location. I obviously think it's a serious consideration and the favorite if they are to end up in Kansas. But I think that this is fairly obviously a point of position to say, we have these choices and we have made these investments. And why release the statement, timing-wise, unless you're trying to turn the screws up a little bit on Missouri? One thing I think I have learned in this process, because I think the silence from the Chiefs speaks volumes in this, I still do not understand why we essentially just give them a pass on sitting on the sidelines. Do you have any articles I've read, Gold, that say, John Sherman's cheap, he won't buy the own team? I'm like, are we just ignoring that Clark was a part of this too? That he is also wanting a new stadium? And that there are two parties asking for new buildings? Genuinely, what this is the way the Royals have handled this, the time that it's taken, the way the Chiefs have handled this, and the time that it's taken. I am personally convinced, not that they're telling me this, I am personally convinced that both's preference would be Missouri. And that downtown Royals baseball is still the preference of John Sherman if he was given any choice and everything was created equal, etc. And that Clark Hunt's choice would still be to renovate, maybe not the plan they had before, but a renovated Arrowhead at the site that they are currently at. And that if everybody got their dream scenario, their Christmas wish, the bike under the tree, Gold, it would be both of those things. Or I think they'd have just taken Kansas's money by now, if you want to know the truth. And I don't think they would have played this out, slow played it all, released statements around the time Missouri's going to go back. I think that that's the preference. And they're just still trying to make it very clear, hey, we will go to Kansas. I guess at this point, though, it's like, I just, Missouri hasn't budged much. And so, at some point, if you're the Royals or the Chiefs, why are you optimistic?
Yeah, just multiple things have happened this week. You had the mayor on a, I don't know if it was his Facebook Live or something. He was on, he does a weekly or every couple weeks does a thing. And essentially he was saying that, they're not going to be beggars for the team. They want to fight for the teams, but they're not going to be beggars. And then we see this statement come out yesterday confirming that they've at least had an affiliate of the club purchase the debt and mortgage on this campus.
But also the campus is reportedly not in great shape, so who knows?
And then we all know the special session is happening next week. To me, it's leverage more than anything else.
Yeah, I think it's making it clear that, again, we understand what our options are and we will explore their options. Can I say briefly that if the 119th and Null site is seriously in consideration again, which probably always was in some sort of consideration, but appears to be, I think, probably the front runner. I don't think they're dead set on going there or anything like that, but probably the front runner for the Kansas side, not in general. I still hate that site.
Yeah, you and I have not
been. I think all the things can be cool. And the renders, and I'm not even saying I wouldn't go or anything like that. It's not that. I just don't want it there. And maybe that's because I want it downtown or near downtown or any of those other things. I just don't want it there. That's all. And we don't have to get bogged down in that again. You and I both said we don't really love the egress or anything else that's going out of there. That's all.
Yeah, that's the thing. The site itself, I still don't think makes a ton of sense, but we'll see ultimately what happens. But that was the little bit of an update that occurred yesterday with the Royals putting out a statement. And I think it was prompted also. There was a few articles out there from, I think Fox 4 initially had the reporting with some comments from those around that area as well, including the Jay and just kind of their ongoing conversations or non-conversations, I guess, that have not taken place.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It doesn't feel like this really moved other than, again, I feel like everything that continues to happen is telling us that this thing is getting ready to come to a head, Gold. Like we are nearing the finish line of at least announcements of a plan. Does it mean that those plans will go through with 100%? No. I think we probably learned that lesson from the last time when they finally announced a bill to try to get voted on that eventually was lost by 16 points or whatever to keep both teams in Jackson County at that time. But as time's gone on, I thought after that thing failed, I thought one team would just move their best plan, their favorite plan, to the Kansas side of things. And I don't think that's the case. I still think, even though he won't say it publicly, and I think the Chiefs have been skirting a lot of the criticism because they have been silent, essentially, this entire process, I still think Clark Hunt doesn't want to tear down his family's legacy, and he very, 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 very much wants to stay at a renovated Arrowhead. He wants it to be Noble or Grace's problem, or somebody else's, somebody else's decision, not his, to change what Arrowhead is. I think it means that much to him, and that's okay, but I think that's what inevitably it still comes down to, is that they want to be in Missouri, but they probably both can't be. You and I still don't think both teams are going to end up in Missouri. I don't. I think one maybe?
Split it, probably.
I don't know. It makes the most sense. That to me, I don't know. It makes the most sense. But at the same time, who knows, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.